Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio with us. Yep, we had a best of. Well, we had best of Thursday and Friday because we were down in Sacramento helping with the parents and getting some things done down there.
Well, I called Susan Eastman this morning because she usually calls in Friday morning. And when you're doing best of, it's recorded. Yep. So she is actually in Placerville helping with her elderly parents as well. So we know what that's like is the to and fro and the move in from and we just, once you tell people, they understand. They just look at you and go, I totally get it. If they've been through it with their parents. And, we're just trying to get it all together and adjusted. So,
Good morning. Today is the 29th of April. We're getting close to the end of April and beginning of May and can't wait. I liked April, though. April was a good month. 7:06 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's in there. Good morning.
Good morning.
And she's already said to me that it doesn't say in her contract that she has to love on my dog. But she enjoys it. And
oh,
she says,
now it's your dog. This morning it was you said your dog.
Well,
I said, what is this about when people say your son, your child?
Is he in there with you?
Depends on if it's a good dog or a bad dog or a good child. Your child.
Is he in there with you?
Unfortunately, no, but he will be.
Yeah, he will be. He's good. So good morning. Well, what are we doing? We're scattered.
Where is he?
He's in the studio.
He's in the studio. Okay.
KCNR studio.
Okay.
Yes,
so, what's the weather look like? Here, get you back on.
All right. 53 degrees in the downtown studios. I got up really early this morning and I can hear the chimes, which meant that there had to be winds. Now, it's saying that the winds are going to be up to about 18 miles per hour today. Could be gusts up to 18. So, it looks like we got 9 to 13 miles per hour. And if you've got chimes and you've had your windows open, you know what I'm talking about. But today, beautiful, 73, overnight lows of 46. Beautiful weather to be outside, take that walk, do some gardening, whatever it is that you need to do with outside chores. 75 and sunny tomorrow. Throughout the week, here's what you're looking at. Thursday, 77, 81, and 82, and through the weekend, as far as this looks like, we come right back down with a chance of showers on Saturday, and Sunday again with chance of showers. So there's your first weekend in May, and we have a beautiful weekend for cool April nights. They said it was one of the most attended cool April nights that they've seen. So can't wait to get the numbers and catch and follow up on that as well. And we had some friends. Shasta Regional actually did a special award that picked out. So
well, they said there was 15,000 people there Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
Counting, the people that worked there, all the cars and all the people that attended and all that. So around 15,000, that's a lot of people for one spot.
A lot of people. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Now, over the weekend, on Saturday, we had the Safari Club International and UMC'd. And speaking of Shasta Gas Propane, one of their live auctions was like a
250-gallon
yes.
tank, 100 gallons of propane, and the actuality of having great service after that, Shasta Gas Propane. Yeah, about 270 people were there with us at the Safari Club International, and just let me tell you, there are a lot of things given away that night. People buy raffle tickets, and the special prize of this rifle, a Christensen rifle in a 7 PRC caliber with a Saborsky scope on it. I mean, that's like, it's closer to like a $6,000 rifle carbon fiber barrel. And so what you do is you bid on these bottles of alcohol, and each one of them has a key on it. So one guy bought three bottles.
Yep.
And but as it turns out, he won the rifle.
Well,
but none of those went for less. I think the first one went for
$900,
and then the rest of them were over $1,000.
Right.
So the Safari Club International, this is their big fundraiser, and they gave out two scholarships. Kids 5 to 11 walked out with. Okay, you ready for this? Fishing rods.
Right.
They walked out.
And all kinds of goodies.
And little backpacks and BB guns. And at the end, when they came back, we had forgotten to give away the cricket rifles. That's a child's version or child size version of a .22 rifle, single shot. And
people's toes are curling right now. But.
Well, but you know what? These are people that teach these kids how to hunt and how to hunt safely.
And
so these four little kids come back again, and we were going to award two, and then a gent by the name of Mark came up, former Marine, and said, "I'm going to buy two others." If there's four kids up there, and so every one of them went home with their own little rifle there. And I know there's people out there going, "Oh my God, oh my God." No, it's guns don't kill people.
In Old West,
it's people that kill people. And if you raise your kids right, those guns will never, ever, ever be used to hurt anybody. And they're there to hunt, to learn how to hunt, to put sustenance on your table. That's why so many people in the cities are now hunting. And you're right, Old West was there.
Old West supplied the guns, and they are just, you know, really wonderful in how they do this event. And I just want to say, too, that conservation is just vitally important in our society and how we do things. And so there's so much to learn why you attend these events, and you're dealing and you're sitting with people who are, they may come from Reno or come from other areas where they come in just for the Safari Club International in Redding. And, we just want to do a shout out to Sheila and Larry.
Ed Dutra.
They did a fabulous job.
The president of it. It was great. And my partner up there, Ed Brown, the auctioneer, he comes from far, far away. He doesn't even live around here.
Oh.
So, okay. Anyway, but, the evening was a good evening. And it was at Wind River. Food was good. So many things.
And you came home with a Cadillac cooler, what do you want to call it, a stove?
It's a Coleman propane stove.
And a game
kit, taking care of game after you've
started. Yeah, absolutely. Full dressing kit.
The thing about it is that I've been years trying to find a Coleman stove.
You're right.
And then I was down at a flea market, that huge Denial's flea market down in Sacramento with Tom, and we were wandering around there, and sure enough, there was one, it was almost brand new, a multi-fuel. I got it for like $25, maybe $20. And so then, in another event, we won another stove, and then on Saturday, I won the third stove. So I'm thinking about raffling it off. I'll let people come down. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to sell 100 tickets for $10. And then if I can sell 100 tickets for $10, then I can pay the board on my horse for a few months.
Hey, listen, we've got tickets to give away. I also want to talk about a local business here, Canine Training out in Anderson with Dawn.
Supreme Canine.
My gosh. So what did we do? We called them because we wanted to talk to them about Buford and how we're going to get into training with him because he's going to be a studio dog. We really want him to be able to stay and do the commands and have just like you do with a horse. We want to have well-trained animals. I think it's super important for them not to get into any bad habits, etc. So we went to Dawn's on Saturday just because he wanted to evaluate Buford. And the next thing you know, We're there Saturday morning and Sunday morning.
His evaluation is giving us hugs, saying, here, put this on, this collar on him. And then I was in the class.
Yeah, you're in the class with, I don't know, how many, 20? And the interesting thing.
At least 20 dogs.
And they have.
And they're all under control.
Yes, and a lot of those are, you don't even realize how many are on the offspring of Recon.
Who is the dog of a family of friends of ours, the Verhoogs. And, yeah, I know we're going over. And is Anne-Marie called yet? Okay, she'll call during the break. I know she's listening right now. Let's finish this story. We have 7:30 open.
Okay,
but,
let's finish it then.
Let's finish it then. Okay.
Let's do our Brought to You by Loves.
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by our people over at Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, local board of directors, been in the business 17 years, and what can I say except that they have done just a great job. They're one of the top small banks in America. They've got 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 1 in Anderson, 2 right here in Redding. We've been doing business with them for, years, and real happy with it. It's kind of like the Cheers of banking. Anyway, that's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Feel the pulse of excitement as the Redding Rodeo returns. Buck and by the River, May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReddingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Redding Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Redding Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReddingRodeo.com today.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone! Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Redding on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria. The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. And now we have Anne-Marie for our community calendar, brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Redding, California. You can reach them at 530-224-2345. Anne-Marie, good morning.
Good Monday morning. What an awesome week we just had.
We're still recovering. I know,
ditto. So we were at the cruise Friday night. It was, can I just say it again?
Yes.
Awesome.
How was it? It was really good. The weather's good and everything, huh?
Perfect. It wasn't too hot, just perfect. We were at the intersection of Hilltop and Dana, and ooh, I really liked the view there.
Okay.
And we got to meet some people that were from other states, and they were checking out the cruise, and that was fun.
Yeah.
We also enjoyed some of the show and shines earlier in the week. So
fantastic.
You know,
well, what's happening
it
this week?
It is a huge event. You know, I went down. I had a remote on Wednesday from the Civic Auditorium, and I just learned so much stuff from there. It was really an enjoyable 2 hours I spent there with these guys and girls. So, mm-hmm, yeah, they put a lot of work in this. All volunteers.
Oh, yeah. Well, tomorrow, April 30th, is National Military Brass Day and National Adopt a Shelter Pet Day. Two things that are near and dear to my heart.
Yep, they're too late. We already got one.
That's okay for the rest of the folks listening. This week, as we turn the calendar page to the month of May, we focus on National Military Appreciation Month, and it's also the month of the military caregiver. Wednesday, May 1st, is Loyalty Day, a day to set aside to reaffirm your loyalty to America. And it's also Silver Star Service Banner Day, honoring those that have been awarded the Silver Star Medal and honoring the sacrifices of our wounded and ill veterans. As we begin, Haven Humane Society is doing a donation drive this month, taking place till April 30th. And they are looking for donations of milk bones, Benabones, tennis balls, blankets, towels, extra large Kongs, and creamy peanut butter. That is not sugar-free, please. Donations can be dropped off at Starbucks in Anderson, located at 5046 Ronda Road, near Walmart. For more information, visit Haven Humane Society on Facebook.
Okay, just let me break in here. If you don't want to take it down to Anderson, or you don't want to take it out to Haven Humane, if you have donations, we're going to set a box up here. And if you have donations for Haven Humane, just bring them here to the offices or in here at 1326 Market Street and drop it off. Old towels, tennis balls, toys, what else? Oh, peanut butter. It's got to have the sugar in it, though. No non-sugar peanut butter.
Right.
What dog? What and self-respecting with, dog would eat that?
But with no nuts.
No
I'm
nuts.
Sure,
it's
no
creamy.
Nuts. Yeah.
Creamy. Yeah.
Okay.
Buford doesn't like it. So
go ahead, please.
No, Buford doesn't like peanut butter. Every dog likes peanut butter. He looks at it and he goes, "No." Okay. Go on. Sorry.
Looking for a local evening out? Check out First Fridays in downtown Reading, May 3rd, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Participating businesses stay open late and offer special promotions. Also look for live music, pop-ups, and art during the monthly event. More details can be found at vivadowntownreading.org. The Shasta College Symphonic Band presents Musical Mixture on May 3rd at 7:30 p.m. and May 4th at 3 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater Building 500, located at 11555 Old Oregon Trail in Reading. General admission is $5. Enjoy patriotic musical selections, jazz, marches, and much more. More details can be found on the Shasta College Facebook page. The first Saturday of the month brings the monthly book sale at the Reading Library in the community room from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The event is hosted by the Friends of Shasta County Libraries. The Reading Library is located at 1100 Parkview Avenue. More details can be found at ShastaLibraries.org and visit friendsofShastaCountyLibraries.org for more information on this group. Saturday morning, May 4th, look for the Redding Farmers Market, hosted by the Shasta Growers Association, to take place at 777 Cypress Avenue in Redding. Shop local with a selection of fresh fruits, vegetables, nuts, eggs, meats, flowers, oils, honey, and a variety of baked goods and breads. The Redding Farmers Market will run 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. More details can be found at readingfarmersmarkets.com. Still have a hankering for more classic car shows? I do. The VFW in Anderson will host a car show this Saturday, May 4th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Pre-registration is $10. Day of the event is $15. For more details or questions, contact the post commander or email VFWpost9650@AOL.com. For more classic cars on Saturday, you can head over to Bella Vista School, located at 22661 Old Alturas Road, for their classic Cruisers Bash. From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., there will be games, vendors, foods, and a raffle. More details can be found on the Bella Vista School Parent Club Facebook page. Grace Presbyterian Church will hold a community barbecue on Saturday, May 4th, starting at 3 p.m. at 2095 Elverano Street in Redding. This free event is open to the public. There will be dinner and games offered. More details can be found at gpcredding.org. Look for the Shasta Roller Derby versus Carson Victory Rollers on Saturday, May 4th from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Big League Dreams Hockey Rink, located at 20155 Viking Way in Redding. Online tickets can be purchased through Eventbrite or at the door. Kids under 10 are free at the door, and so are veterans and active military members. A part of the proceeds will go to Stillwater Cat Haven. Those attending are asked to bring a bag of cat food and will receive a free entry into a raffle. More information can be found at ShastaDerby.org. And that is just a sample of events taking place this week. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar.
Anne Marie, thank you so much. Yeah, you got a double so much there.
Yeah,
so,
hey. I know.
Thanks, Anne Marie, very
much. Such a great job. Thank you for your wonderful uppervescent.
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 There you go.
Uppervescent.
Love it. Thank you, guys.
You bet. Hey, our community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services. If you're interested in home, auto, commercial, liability, and surety bonds, you can reach them at 530-224-2345, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Redding. And we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by
Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. For years in the Bureau of Automotive Repair approved, Jeff at Crackmaster is truly from the old school. Now, we do know that as the weather rises and falls, and we're going in and out of the heat and the air conditioning, this is when your chips and your cracks can grow. So if you're putting it off, don't, especially if you're driving, saying, oh, my gosh, I'm leaving town suddenly and I have to drive to Reno or I have to go wherever you're going. You don't want to have your crack or your chip grow. So get your windshield repair by, again, Jeff at Crackmaster. Give him a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today.
We'll be right back.
Join us on May 1st for an event with Protect Kids California featuring Aaron Friday and Chloe Cole. Friday will discuss the pitfalls of transgender ideology, emphasizing parental rights and child well-being. Cole will share advice for supporting children with gender identity issues. Attendees will watch gender transformation and learn about transgender movement facts, communication strategies, legal rights in California, and raising awareness. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Text M4L to 530-285-3665 for event details. Snacks and soda provided.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Ladies. Free Fire Ladies. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott, 7:33 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Voted best in the North State in the Record Searchlight extravaganza, and they are the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. It's a small store. It's not a chain. It's locally owned, locally operated. Such nice people in there. Started with Leonard and now Rebecca and Henry. You're going to find what you want. And the rodeo coming up, they've got turquoise and Old Pond. They've got the squash blossoms. They've got the bracelets. They've got it all there.
I was thinking I needed to go there anyway because, if you spend a lot of time outside or you are rough with, you wear your jewelry all the time, which I do. I have two rings I wear all the time. And, you know, you're doing stuff where you're hitting them or you're cleaning and, so you think about your prongs. Are your prongs sturdy? They can get a deeper clean in. They can polish, you know, when they get scratched up and re-dip. Whatever you need to have done. But it's really important to pay attention, like a yearly checkup on your jewelry.
It's like your maintenance.
Because I've PMI. Been there before where the prong has been out.
Oh, no.
And the stone is loose. And so you want to do that. Four Winds Jewelry, again, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive.
And we're here with Darlene Mudron.
You never ever get it right.
Mudron.
Okay, I like that. M-O-O-D-R-O-N.
Mudron. Okay, now we're going to spell it. Mudron.
Yes. Hey, welcome to the show.
From the Veterans Home.
Yeah, it feels like it's been a minute since I've been here.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
So, and so today also, we're covering...
what's going on out there?
I have all kinds of stuff to talk about.
Lots
of good stuff.
Well, okay, let's hear some good stuff.
Well, first of all, let me tell you about the coolest thing. It's probably one of the coolest projects I've ever been involved in. Mm. Last week, we had a professional photographer come up from San Diego, and he's done this project at a few of our other homes. He is a 24-year Navy veteran himself, and he came up and took portraits of our World War II veterans and our Korean veterans. We got 19 people photographed, and to be able to sit in the room with him those 2 days and watch him interact with these people and have our veterans dress up like one of our most seasoned residents. I don't want to call her old, but she's over 100, and she had her World War II uniform still, and so she wore that, and that was super cool. And, you know, Mickey is the photographer, and he was lint rolling them and just taking such special care with them, and spent an hour or so with each of them talking about their stories and stuff. So he's going to edit, you know, for the next month or so, and then he'll be coming back after he frames them, and we're going to have 16 by 20s hanging in the home of every one of them that we had done. So that is super cool. And then just as his way of thanking them, he's also printing an 11 by 14 for each of the veterans to have and giving me the digital files for the families to have. So it was just an incredible project, and we were able to do it out of our donations fund. So we have a really generous community here in the North State, and
well, we appreciate our veterans for sure.
Yes, we felt like I heard about the project from one of the other PIOs at a different home, and I was like, we have got to make that happen here. And I asked them how they paid for it, and it was out of donations. And so it's just really great to be able to preserve the stories of our past, so
yes,
they will forever live on.
Yes, there would be something that might be interesting to have. Where there's little stories underneath each picture. It's just, I'm just throwing this idea at you. Either it, you know, how they have artwork that just sits on the hallway, mosaic into the Sheraton, and or they display different works at the Turtle Bay Museum.
Yeah, he interviewed them for about an hour and got their stories, so they are all going to have a little story to go with it. It's going to be so cool to see.
Now, are these all veterans in the North State?
They're veterans at our home.
Okay, see, now I love that tie-in.
Yep.
You know, what their stories are, they're living right here.
They are living right here. Mm. I think we had 12 World War II veterans that we had portraits done, and then, you know, I filled in the rest of the spots with some Korean veterans. We didn't get all the Korean veterans, so hopefully in the next year or so I'll get him back up here to finish that and then move on down to Vietnam and so forth.
Well, you know, that's just amazing. And doing that, to capture that.
I mean, it's pretty cool.
That's something that their families can have. I mean, these are,
really
cool.
I posted some sneak peeks on our Facebook page, the Veterans Home of California-Reading. I made that post. It was just pictures I took of him taking the portraits and interacting with them. So if you get a chance, take a look.
Yeah, tell us what that is on Facebook again, please.
It's Veterans Home of California-Reading. And I just made that post Friday, I think. So it's going to be incredible. It's one of the coolest things I've ever been involved in. You know, I didn't do much. I just coordinated it and got him up here. But just
special.
It's really cool. Oh, yes.
Very special.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll look for that. And then what else?
Well, we took our vets out to the Cool April Nights cruise Friday night, so I can't wait to see the photos of that, and I'll get those up on Facebook as well. We are planning an event for next week. I got the idea from Leadership Reading because I'm in that class right now, and they did a public safety day where they had representatives from each of our agencies up here out, and they brought their special equipment and their toys, like CHP landed the helicopter, and Reading Police brought out their Bearcat and some of their SWAT team members. So we're going to do something. I titled it Heroes Honoring Heroes, where we have some public safety people come out one morning, bring, you know, different equipment from all the local agencies, and it's just a chance for our veterans to say thank you to them. Because having been a first responder myself, you don't always get that type of appreciation. So it's going to be a really great event.
And what's the date on that again, please?
It's not going to be open to the public.
Okay.
So it is going to be next Wednesday,
all
though.
Right.
It's going to be really cool.
But you're here to tell us what's happening within the home, because we see the Veterans Home. I know that Christmas comes, we do something, and occasionally I'll go out there and do the national anthem. Or, you know, follow on Facebook because you really get a great insight of what's going on here. And then, of course, the Women's Military History Week, you've got that.
Oh, that was cool.
As well as I'm trying to find that post that you're talking about with the photographer, but we'll get there. And all right, so what else do we have?
Well, we're going to be going – well, actually, let me go in chronological order. One of our local Boy Scout troops next – well, I guess two Saturdays on May 11th, they're coming out to the home and doing their Pinewood Derby again. So
– and what's that?
That is – our residents are busy making their little cars. They're like – I don't know, about 6 inches by 3 inches. I guess it's a very technical specification.
I did that with my daughter. Yeah. And they call it something else. But the and then they put it up on a ramp.
Yep.
And they race.
They race down.
And then you get trophies if you want.
Yeah, yeah, and they love it. And so they've already got their kits, and they're busy building their cars and decorating them and painting them. So that's – we did it last year, too, and, you know, that was the first time since – pre-COVID that they had gotten to do that, but it's going to be super fun, and it was packed last year when we did it, so that's going to be
a lot of fun.
That's going to be a big fun event.
We won that year. You saw all these cars coming in here that were painted, and I mean, they were beautiful, and you know that the little girls didn't do that. I mean, maybe they did, but I doubt it. And ours looked like a little block of wood that mm-hmm. we had chiseled off the front of.
Yeah.
And the big thing is, if you make those little plastic tires roll straight, and you graphite them a little bit, and then I put a washer on the front of it, so it gave it a little extra weight. So when it started, we kicked butt all through it,
Last year was the first time I had even found out what that was, what a Pinewood Derby was, but it was super cute, and the boys loved it, and they were all in their uniforms, and, you know, posted the colors and did all the things, and it was just really special to see that happen. So we're looking forward to that. The rodeo's coming. We'll be bringing some of our veterans out.
Right. Yeah, we usually do a special section, right?
On Saturday?
Yeah. I think we're going to go out there probably Wednesday night. I don't know. I haven't seen the May calendar quite yet, but I do know that that is something that we are looking forward to.
The only reason I said that, that's Veterans Appreciation Night.
Yeah, it's just, it's tricky with our staffing because we have to have drivers and, you know, extra nurses and things like that. So I think last year, I want to say we went out on the Wednesday. I'm not totally sure what you were going
to. You aren't putting a team roping team together.
Well, they wanted to. They wanted to, but the doctor said no.
Well. Well.
Dr. Vogus, I hope you're out there.
Damn him.
I'm like, what?
Hey, look, here's. Team roping's for everybody. I mean, those horses come. The horses come out as at a walk. The cow comes out at a walk. They walk up and they throw the ropes. So, I mean, okay, it doesn't look like that.
Yeah, last year when we went out, we took a couple of our – well, we took several veterans, but we had two of our World War II guys that were over 100. And the announcer recognized them, and they got a standing ovation. And it was super, super cool to witness.
Of course it is.
It was really cool. So they really enjoy it. Hopefully the weather stays perfect. Holy cow, it's so nice right now.
Right now.
Because when it gets over 100, we can't do things outside.
Right? Well, but this is in the evening anyway, and you got the breeze off the river.
Yeah.
So, well, hopefully they can do that.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that.
What's next?
So this is a big deal. We're planning with Gold Hills Golf Course. Their men's golf club approached us several months ago. They want to do a golf tournament to benefit Just the Home. So that is going to be coming up Friday, November 1st. It's a ways out, but we are looking for players and sponsors and raffle prizes and all of those things. So that is going to be a really great event. We've kind of been slowly gearing up for it. It's my first foray into golfing. I don't even really know much about it, but I've been to a couple golf tournaments now, so I'm getting the hang of it, and it should be a really great event.
Well, sounds
like
fun to me.
Well, you'll have to plan that because Carl, you know, Carl's a golfer.
November. Yeah, Friday, November 1st.
I have golf clubs. There's a difference between having golf clubs.
He's got golf clubs that were his father's from the 60s, and he still plays with them, and it's very cool because the people look at it and think, wow.
How do you hit the ball with that?
Yeah,
and I went, well, I hit it often, which is, I get my money's worth out of a golf course. You know, these people that come in shooting 70, I said, well, no. I go do 100, and I get my money's worth out of that club.
See, I don't even know what shooting 70 means. I know that I've tried to hit a golf ball a few times. I've played softball since I was 5, and I thought, oh, this is going to be just like that. No, all I hit was grass and dirt.
Exactly.
And I got frustrated and gave up.
I played softball, too, and it really – sometimes I approach the swing like that.
Yeah, I thought that it was going to be the same.
Yeah,
it's not.
Linda has – but she does have very cute outfits.
Okay,
I just want to hit the ball. I've always said, please let me hit the ball.
Yeah.
Instead of like 7 times hitting the air or the grass.
I didn't think it would be so hard.
I know.
I really
do. He's been there before and he's laughed at me and I told him.
I did not laugh.
Don't you dare.
I turned away. I turned away. You probably saw my shoulders go.
Yeah. Don't you dare laugh at me.
Okay. Time to take a break. Hey, Bucking by the River is back May 15th through the 18th for 4 unforgettable nights of heart-pounding action with family fun and an unrivaled thrill of rodeo. That's right, the Redding Rodeo is back. The 76th year for the Redding Rodeo, where legends are born and memories are made. Mark your calendar for May 15th through the 18th and ensure you're part of the action. Now, do not... Okay, the only place to buy your tickets is, are you ready? RedingRodeo.com. If you buy them anywhere else, you could be not get the tickets you think you're getting, and you're going to pay a lot more. So buy your tickets from RedingRodeo.com today, because it's filling up. We got a lot of sales
already.
We actually
have some tickets that are going to be delivered that we can give away.
We're
going to
be doing that. So we'll get a hold of our people.
As well as we are still taking phone calls, and we're going to talk about that after the break, so that you can be one of the winners of the United States flag that is donated from the Flag Center.
That will be given out.
On Friday.
On Friday. That's correct. Okay. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
It was like a big group of us.
They say you all were on. You all are on live, so
we're
talking
Sacramento
about
girls. Nope, Sacramento girls.
Welcome
we're
back
talking
to
about places.
We have a show to run. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Part of it, baby.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, 7:50 in the morning here on the 29th of April. And our guest is Darlene Mudrun, and she is the, well, you're kind of like the public affairs.
Yeah, public information officer public is information my official officer. Title. Right. I get to do all kinds of fun stuff.
At the Veterans Home. Is there room at the Veterans Home?
Yes.
There is?
Yes, we have vacancies. We are, actually, I was going to talk about that, so I'm glad you reminded me. I have
a friend right now.
Tell him to call me.
I'm going to call him as soon as the show's over.
Yeah.
But he listens to the show. Jeff, if you're listening, there's openings.
Yeah, we do have availability. I mean, there's wait lists on each side of the home. And I don't think you've been out there recently, but we just were in the last stages of completing a giant flooring project. The carpet in there was 10 years old since the home opened, and it's all been changed to LVP, the laminate vinyl planking.
Sure.
It looks amazing, and we're just finishing it up.
Hope it has
in
little grippy things on it.
It's really nice. It's really, really nice. It looks beautiful. They're moving quickly. So, yeah, we're going to be admitting people again pretty soon.
Okay. All right. So if you're thinking about going out to the Veterans Home, this would be a good place.
Yeah,
it's a great place.
I'm happy to give tours. People can call me if they are interested.
So, if somebody applied today, would they be able to move in a couple months?
Potentially. It just depends. So we have three different levels of care. We have the independent side, and then we have memory care, and we have skilled nursing. And the wait list for memory care, the last I knew, was 3 to 4 years. And skilled nursing was 5 to 6 years.
No.
But on the independent side, it's 6 months to a year, generally. And that just all depends on how quickly people get their paperwork in, and it gets verified, and all of those things.
Sure. What do you have to do to be able to get into the Veterans Home? Can you have a retirement from the military? Do you have to give all that up or what?
Well, the cost is, so typically, I mean, we can't give legal advice to people, and some people have homes and cars and assets and stuff.
No.
But the state, if you live on the independent side, we get 55% of your gross monthly income as your rent and your food and all of the care.
Okay.
So on that side, it's 55% regardless of your service connected or not. But on the other side, on the skilled nursing, either memory care or regular skilled nursing, it's 70% of the gross monthly income. However, if you're 70% or higher service connected, then it is free to live there, which is amazing. So a lot of people that I give the tours to, they don't even know what service connection is, and I tell them, call Wes Tucker, the county veteran service
veteran
officer.
Service officer. No.
Call him and start that.
I'm there. I blew by that one.
Yeah, no, it's 70% or higher, and then it's $0, but not on the independent side. That's always 55.
So see, if you put me in, if I had to go to there, What's the difference between skilled nursing and memory care?
Memory care is for people who have been diagnosed with dementia or Alzheimer's.
Okay. But what's skilled nursing?
Skilled nursing is just, so to live on the independent side, you have to be able to do certain daily living tasks, like dress yourself, you know, make it all the way to the dining hall independently, do your own laundry. Some of them drive, you know, if they are still able to drive, they can have their car there. It just has to be registered and insured. The skilled nursing just means that you need more help.
Okay.
That's all.
So,
all
right. So kind of a change in subject here, because at the break you were talking about how the Giants, I love
this.
When you have people who, like, this is a way to love your veterans. So not only do the Colt 45s, but the Giants. Did you hear about, you've got tickets that they gave tickets to?
To the veterans home. We're going to take them down to San Francisco on June 12th. It's a Wednesday day game. So weather should not be a problem. It shouldn't be over 100 degrees in San Francisco,
right.
I would hope. But that's something we're really looking forward to. So that'll be a very fun event. But I just went on, you know, the Kings and the Giants and the River Cats, and I even contacted Simpson and Shasta to say, like, hey, you know, what kind of games do you have that we could come out to? And the Giants just turn around and gave us tickets enough to take 10 residents and staff and a driver. So that's going to be a really fun event.
It's 10 residents, 40 staff, and a driver.
No, not quite.
No, I know. I'm
not
just
quite.
Kidding. So I'm sure Simpson will get back to you. I mean, they've got baseball games. They've got all types of things. That'd
be
cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. Our veterans love getting out in the community, and they love watching, you know, sports are a big deal around there. They're a big deal everywhere. So it's a really great opportunity just to kind of relive their youth. You know, when I watch volleyball, I'm like, whoa, that was me back in high school and college. So it's just really a neat opportunity to get out and about. And we're super grateful to the Giants. There was no hesitation. Like, they emailed me back within 2 days. Yep,
That's
we'll
cool.
give you these tickets.
That's
yeah.
cool.
It's going to be a good time.
And in case you're tuning in, we're talking to Darlene Mudron, who is the
Public Information Officer.
Okay.
PIO.
Very involved with the Veterans Home here. And you're back and forth doing work as a dispatcher in Sacramento. So you're all over the place. We really appreciate this heart that you have for the Veterans Home. And since you've been coming into the studio, you just seem to have this knowledge of all the things that are going on. And you do have, like, again, Friday, November 1st. Is going to be the golf, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is the golf
the first one? So we're hoping to make it an annual event. So.
And that's a which gold?
Gold Hills, and it's limited to 100 players. So hopefully, I'm sure it will fill up. We've been promoting it for a bit, and we're going to promote it more heavily. But I mean, everybody loves the veterans. Everybody does.
So, is there any kind of drive that we can put out there? Is like a book drive? Any kind of drive that we have for our veterans? Besides donations.
Right, besides monetary stuff. We do have, so there is a wish list that I post about every month. I know our donations coordinator sends it to me, and I send it out. I have a monthly donation email group that I send it to. We're always looking for, you know, things like toiletries and sponsorships of happy hour or events, you know, if they want to go out and see, you know, a play in the area, you know. It is better for us, obviously, if we can get tickets donated or sponsored, just because, you know, we're limited into as far as how much money we have and what we can spend on them. And we just want to give these men and women who, you know, sacrificed so much the best, you know, living opportunities they have. So we like to get out and about. And the more things we can have donated, the better it helps. But I know sometimes we get overrun with the books. I don't think we're accepting books right now. And there is a list that I do post on our Facebook page. So really, that Facebook page, I try to make a post once a day. Sometimes I can't, like when I was with Mickey, the photographer, I was just busy. I wasn't even at my desk all day. So that has a lot of great information. I'll post that. Let's see, I should be getting it for May, so
okay.
I'll make a post this week with that.
I would like to be able to share that.
Yeah, I'll add you to my mailing list.
Okay.
And just to let you know that Darlene is also a member of our Marine Corps birthday ball committee.
Yes.
And actually brought a semblance of order and gives us the minutes and looks at us and sometimes just nods her head. That should nod her head a lot. A lot of times she shakes her head back and forth like, no, that just doesn't make sense. as we put this together, and I can't tell you how much we appreciate you being there with us.
I appreciate being having the opportunity.
Total surprise when you showed up.
It surprised me too.
And then, but once we had her,
you're not going to let me go, are you?
I'm not going to let you go. No, absolutely. If we would have had to, we would have shot you with the deer tranquilizer dart, and kept you there. So, but we didn't have to.
No, I'm coming back for more. Mm-hmm.
Yep. In fact, we're starting our planning for this year.
It's time.
It is time.
That'll be a good event.
Darlene, thank you so much for being with us today to talk about the Veterans Home. Sometimes we forget, but this is a super, super great institution for our veterans.
Oh, it's incredible.
And you heard it today that get your name in 6 months to a year. Now, it seems like a lot, but...
Well, it takes time for them to send paperwork in, right, us to verify, and us to say, okay, we still need this and this and this. You know, bank statements, tax documents, DD-214s, birth certificates, Medicare, all the things. But if anybody has questions, they can call me at 530-224-3814.
Thank you. Hey, we're going to break for the news and Ready Ranch Rio when we come back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Oklahoma towns hard hit by powerful storms over the weekend.
The storms began late Saturday, killing 4 people and injuring at least 100. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt flew over the town of Sulphur, where storms left crumpled downtown buildings, tossed cars and buses, and roofs torn from homes, all in a 15-block radius.
What I saw downtown Sulphur, unbelievable.
Audio courtesy of KOCO.
So we need to help Sulphur rebuild.
A state of emergency has been declared in 12 Oklahoma counties. I'm Donna Warder.
Former President Trump taking advantage of a day off in his New York criminal trial. He'll travel today to the key battleground states of Michigan and Wisconsin. How to quell anti-Israel unrest on so many college campuses? Senator J.D. Vance taking issue with House Speaker Mike Johnson's suggestion to call out the National Guard.
I don't know if you need to call in the National Guard. Maybe you just call in the police, right? This is often framed as a free speech debate. Everyone accepts that there are time, place, and manner restrictions. These guys have the right to peacefully protest, even if we criticize the message. They do not have the right to set up tent cities on our public spaces and turn our cities into garbage dumps. That is what I think we should not allow, and I think the police should be able to handle that job pretty easily.
The Ohio Republican on Fox News Sunday. Another poll giving former President Trump a sizable lead over President Biden in the race for the White House. CNN poll gives Mr. Trump a 6-point advantage in a head-to-head contest. Also, 2/3 of respondents consider the Biden presidency a failure. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 77 points, the NASDAQ Composite Index 51 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
9 people charged in an alleged plot to topple the German government are going on trial. It's one of 3 cases linked to the plot and surfaced in 2022.
Suspects in this case have been linked to the so-called Reichsbürger movement, a loose, disparate group of people who, broadly speaking, reject the legitimacy of the modern German state. In December 2022, police carried out dawn raids after investigators unearthed an alleged plot to overthrow the federal government. Today marks the start of the first of 3 marathon trials against 27 suspects. 9 men are due before judges later in the city of Stuttgart. Hearings involving those accused of being ringleaders, including a man known as Prince Royce, are due to begin in May.
The BBC's Jessica Parker.
Well, the wait is over in Spain. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez saying he will not resign. He was thinking about it, though, after a court launched proceedings against his wife, corruption allegations. News and analysis, townhall.com. The British monarch due back at work tomorrow.
Buckingham Palace has said that Britain's King Charles III will resume public duties after cancer treatment. The King is back. The 75-year-old British monarch will resume duties following a three-month break. During that time, he focused on his treatment for an undisclosed type of cancer. Charles will aptly mark the milestone by visiting a cancer treatment centre as his first public appearance. Several more state duties will follow. A major one will be to host a state visit by the Emperor and Empress of Japan in June. Karen Chamas, London.
Tesla founder and CEO Elon Musk has met with a top government leader in China, just as the nation's carmakers show off their latest EV models at the Beijing Auto Show. Tesla does have major manufacturing in Shanghai for both domestic sales in China as well as exports to Europe. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, it's Rodeo Station KCNR, 96.5 FM. Yeah, we had Red Bluff Roundup, and now we have the Reading Rodeo. Christina's at the helm. She can't talk, though, because we're using all of our microphones in here. But good morning there, hon. And today is the 29th. We've run out of April. You know, we just ran out of April. Tomorrow, can you believe it? I don't.
How did this happen? It flew by.
And you know what? I have told the producers time after time after time to slow this down. And time after time after time, they just ignore me. I'm going to have to put something in their personnel files. 8:06 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Good people over there. In fact, they had, as we'll find out today, they judged one of the cars out there and gave an award to one of the cars out at the big Saturday extravaganza. So,
and it went on all week, and you guys had a big show in Shine, too, out at the Rancheria.
Wind River, yeah.
Yeah, Wind River. And what day? I don't know. It was just, my God, this the whole last week has been puffed.
It has been.
Chocked full.
Yeah. It was on a Sunday.
On a Sunday. Okay. So, all right. So let's do a quick update with the weather. 55 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we have a beautiful day out. Like I said in the first hour that I got up super early this morning and could hear my wind chimes. So we do have about 9 to 13 miles per hour today. With gusts up to 18 miles per hour, we could possibly have. And our overnight lows are beautiful, clear skies with 46. Now, as we progress through the week, 75 tomorrow, Wednesday 77, Thursday 81, Friday 82, and Saturday and Sunday, it looks like we could have a slight chance of showers, but around 69. So we cool down over the weekend, slight chance of showers again on Sunday with the 68. Looks like our highs of 68. So, gosh, that's a good time to go out, maybe, even though the shower is a good time to maybe plant and do your things outside so it's not so hot. Well, there you go. And the weather forecast and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Veteran-owned business. Locally operated.
You always have to tag me on every read I do. Yes, I said veteran-owned business.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
But the other thing,
I'm on Linda's side. She did.
First of all, they bring us the weather report, not the weather. See, it's not their fault about the weather.
Then you do your own read.
Okay.
You stay on your side. Okay. I'll stay on my side. I'll do it my way.
Real quickly, you know what I learned this weekend? I was this old when I learned not to scare Linda. For 15, 16, whatever long years we've been married, how many years? Is it 16 or 17? I have never scared her. I have never scared her. You know, on purpose.
Right.
But I got scared when I was driving, you know, we were in a stock car race and she was there beside me and we were banging other cars. But I've never scared her on purpose. And this weekend, there's she has this thing about spiders.
I just do. I'm sorry.
So I got the spider, and I
in the house. In you the know, house, they're coming out big
it,
now.
Put it in the toilet, and then she's walking out of her closet.
Just kept my head.
And I went,
thank you for saving me from that big spider.
Yeah, and then I went, it's on the floor,
and I screamed. No, and then of course the adrenaline went through my body, and my heart was beating fast. For what, 20 minutes? It took 20 minutes
anyway,
to come down?
She gave me a bye because all this time we've been married,
I said, don't touch me. Don't touch. I said, you get a pass, but never do it again.
I was this old when I learned not to do that.
You don't even want to know where I'm going to go next time you do it. So anyway, bye guys.
We'll see if you learned your lesson.
Yeah, that's right.
I have. Trust me.
I think you know what I'm talking about, right? You guys get it?
Maria's just, she's not in her head. Don't do that. We're here with Red and Ranch Rhea Stacy Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning.
The CEO of Red and Ranch Rhea. Uh-huh. And then Maria Roscoe, who is the reach out to everybody person and does all that. And then, of course, Miranda Edwards, darling.
Favorite.
There we go.
Good morning.
There we go. I even wrote darling down. I don't know why.
He always says that to me, but you know what? You kind of. Sometimes when you equate like a word with it happens in a phrase. Sometimes I'll remember a song and I can never like unlearn it. Once I learn it,
yeah.
I have to work so double hard to get that out. So I almost called you darling too because you are darling. We're the darling girls.
See, it's so easy. But favorite, that's okay too. Oh yeah, she's our favorite.
Yes, I get that a lot now.
Okay. The environmental impact?
Yes, our final EIS environmental impact report was published for the final notice 30 days ago. So 30 days has been running. So basically, we're the end of the process, and the last thing that the government has to do is publish this final EIS and give a 30-day notice. So we just finished that 30 days. I think it was over the weekend. Today's Monday, so we're calling today the 30th day. So basically, we're sort of done. We're sort of at the end of the process. So now we're in the wait and see mode. So
still at glacial speed.
At glacial speed, but I think I have some optimism. And really, they can issue we call it a ROD, a record of decision, any day, anytime.
A rod.
A record of decision.
Yes.
Well, you guys have really been through the gamut.
We have. This has been, no joke, about a 15, 20 year process. And, you know, I've been saying for the last 15 years, it'll be done in 5 years. It'll be done in 5 years. It'll be done in 5 years. I'm not saying that anymore because I think we're actually, seeing the light. So
we've been talking about this for a long time.
Oh yeah,
and we've gone through the slings and arrows. And in reality, when it gets down to it, folks, it's the Bureau of Indian Affairs,
Department of Interior,
Department of Interior.
Yes, so and they'll make a decision.
That makes that final decision, no matter what anybody says.
Exactly.
We could have parades and support. Doesn't make any difference at all.
Yeah, they will go through their process. I mean, they've done this, you know, with several tribes, and they've been through this. You know, they've been through where community has supported, a community perhaps hasn't supported. I know in Sacramento, it's a really good story. Some of the community and the elected officials were opposing the project, and now that the casino has been built, they think that it's been, they're all friends, and everybody, they love they love that the casino's there, and they love what the tribe has been doing for the community. So, you know, the Department of Interior has been all through this, but really it's a process. So it's more about, it's not about public opinion. It's about doing the environmental impact report, following the steps, answering the questions, mitigating, and if we can get there, then they'll issue a positive ROD.
They can do this, and they'll say, hey, this is a, we're going to let this happen, but these things have to happen, right? And that's where your mitigation gets into it. Like, roads, whatever.
Yep.
And, you know, the river, all that stuff. Well, you pulled out an amphitheater that you were going to have there anyway.
Well, right? we talked about doing that, but the group that one of their issues was noise, and so we had offered up the possibility of taking out the amphitheater, and they didn't go for that, and so I'm not saying that the amphitheater's out.
We had offered
that up.
And that wasn't enough. Okay.
Yeah. So right now it's preliminary drawings. I mean, we haven't spent. I mean, once we've gone through this process, we want to wait till we get this rod before we spend millions of more dollars. I call them drawing pretty pictures. I feel bad. I know there's much more to that. The architects out there will probably say it's much more than pretty pictures. But, you know, we have a pretty picture right now. But the next step will be drawing design documents to actually build the thing.
Then it starts.
Yeah.
Then there's a lot of people employed.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the construction people are waiting, chomping at the bit.
How many people did y'all say that was going to be to build?
We're looking at about 500 construction jobs. We're looking at
local construction jobs.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know that's what that you've pushed before.
Absolutely. And then, well, because we'll hire the big contracting firm, but they're going to sub it out to all the locals. So, you know, we will have clauses and contingencies in there that, you know, you'll have to hire a local when's possible if somebody in the community can do the job.
Yeah, if you've got a concrete guy.
Absolutely. And we do. Hired. We've got lots of construction people.
Yeah. This is going to be several years.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I mean, we'll build it in phases. Obviously, we'll build the casino first, and then we'll have a hotel to build, and, you know, we'll go from there. Yeah, this will be a project that goes on. Yeah.
For a long time. Then we're going to get back and talk about the number of jobs that will be ongoing jobs. Mm-hmm. When we get back from this break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the nation, one of the top 100 hospitals in the nation, and also a teaching hospital with their residency program, a three-year residency program. They had 13 new doctors brought in to Shasta County, and they're going to have another 10 brought in July. And like I said, this is a three-year program, and they work at not only the hospital, but local clinics around here. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back. So, you know,
on May 1st for an event with Protect Kids California featuring Aaron Friday and Chloe Cole. Friday will discuss the pitfalls of transgender ideology emphasizing parental rights and child well-being. Cole will share advice for supporting children with gender identity issues. Attendees will watch gender transformation and learn about transgender movement facts, communication strategies, legal rights in California, and raising awareness. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Text M4L to 530-285-3665 for event details. Snacks and soda provided.
The pulse of excitement as the Reading Rodeo returns. Bucking by the river, May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReadingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Reading Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Reading Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReadingRodeo.com today.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards.
rapid turnaround time, and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts, so shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I just say welcome three times until I get the thumbs up. There you go.
Right.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebott. We're here with Reading Rancheria, Stacey Edwards, and Maria Roscoe, and Miranda Edwards' favorite. And she's been down with Buford. Buford immediately picked the power in the studios and laid right next to Stacy here. So, yeah, that was kind of cool.
Tracy.
And what'd I say?
That's all right. It's okay. So,
what'd I say?
You said whatever. You said Tracy.
Did I?
Yeah.
I've got Stacy.
No, Tracy.
Oh.
Yeah, see, we're just, right, we're with it on this Monday. But here, let's,
It's only been 5 years now.
But there's been, you're going to be celebrating, let's talk about something, 31 year anniversary. Let's talk about that, Maria.
Yeah, Wind River Resort and Casino starts this week. We will be hosting greeters with the Anderson Chamber of Commerce on Wednesday morning. And then we will be celebrating with the Reading Chamber of Commerce on Thursday morning. So inviting everybody in the community, business owners, those representing their businesses to come and attend. We have lots and lots of giveaways. We give away concert tickets. We love to give away gas. We have dining. We have everything you could think of. Plus, it's just a way for us all to get together and celebrate Wind River for 31 years.
So does that go on for the whole month?
Wind River celebrates a whole month, and they have T-shirt giveaways. Okay. They have slot tournaments, 21 tournaments, poker tournaments, and they have all sorts
of
stuff.
I've never done a slot tournament, but I would love to do that.
So fun.
I think it'd be so much fun.
Just
finger
gets
tired.
Yeah.
maybe I did do that on a ship once.
You did
on
a ship once.
You have to hit it a million, you know. Yeah, I think you did. Yeah, I think we did do that, so. That's what
maybe
you do?
Need to bring back charity slot tournaments.
Ooh, I would love that. So call on me.
All right.
She's doing it for a good cause instead of just going down. We hate to drain your resources the way we do on the slot machine.
So, Tracy, tell us about it. We're going to bounce all over the place here because we've,
got a lot going on.
Get inside my brain. I know you guys understand me. Tracy, tell us about the cool April nights and that you got to pick a car. And it was it from the big show downtown, or was it from the show at Wind River?
It was the big show. It was the first time we got to do it. We added, they give away lots of awards, lots of businesses sponsor awards, and so actually Miranda came up with the award. We gave away the Redding Rancheria Revved Up Ride Award.
Oh, I like
and
that.
And the organizers loved our award.
Yes,
so,
Revved Up Ride.
It
yeah.
is. Yeah, so I got to go down to the big car show and with my judging piece of paper, and I meticulously, I believe I caught all the rows of cars because I wanted to be fair and check out all of the cars. But basically, you just get to pick your favorite. So there's, you know, it's from cars that aren't even painted, you know, which I'm sure have a big engine, and you know, to the ones with the flames on them and everything in between. And I had gone down. I was going to be nostalgic, and so I had in my head wanted to pick a Nova because I drove a 72 Nova in high school. Yes.
Was it a stick shift on the column?
No, mine was on the floorboard. Oh. Mine was a
wish you had that car
yes.
now, right?
Four speeds, right?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Or is it three? One, two, three.
You had a 72.
Right? I had a 72, yes.
So it was reversed to the left and down?
Yes.
The one I had access to was older than that.
Okay.
But it was the little Chevy Nova.
Well, my funny thing is I went to Anderson High School, and for those of you who went to Anderson, there's a hill, but mine didn't always start. So I had to park mine facing downhill so that at the end of the day I could pop the clutch and get it started
and
get home.
Man, that's how you got them started, right?
Yes. So I had a vision in mind, and would you believe that I came across a 69 Nova, Kurt Restucci, he's from Redding, and it was painted the exact same color as mine was in high school. It was a yellow, bright yellow Nova.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I had looked through, and I had picked his out, and him and his wife were with the car, and I think they were very excited that, you know, we picked their cars.
A Redding car was chosen as well. And you didn't even know that. You were just,
And so yesterday I went down. So then they called the Circle of Champions.
Right. That's on Sunday at noon.
Sunday at noon. I don't know how maybe 30-ish cars with their awards were parked in a big circle, so I got to go down and visit with him again and check out the car again, and then they got to drive up on the ramp at the Civic where they announced their winner and they got their award, and then they drove out off into the sunset, and I think
fabulous.
That kind of wrapped up the week. So,
oh my gosh,
it was amazing.
What do you know, do you guys recall who won was it like one car gets to win, right?
Well,
one first, second, third?
I think so.
Inside the Civic,
they had the real fancy cars.
Yeah, and it was 1969 cars only there.
Yeah.
So, of course, a lot of those are Camaros.
Yeah.
I guess there were other cars in there, too.
Inside the car, they had the ones that had the chains around them so that you didn't get too close.
Breathe on these
cars. Yeah. So, but mine was just a cool-looking yellow Nova.
I like it.
So,
I like
that's
it.
Good.
Yeah. So,
you know,
Kurt, if you're listening, congratulations on winning the Redding Rancheria Revved Up Ride Award.
Well, you know, but it's another thing that goes on in Redding that's nostalgic,
mm-hmm.
and it's something that brings a lot of people here. That day, I think they had close to 1,500 cars up there.
Yeah.
And, like, I just saw a release. It's like 12,000. I said 15,000. It said like 12,000 to 13,000 people were there going through all this. And you think about that. And not to get mercenary about it, but then you think about hotels,
absolutely.
Restaurants, because a lot of people come in from all over. Even if they come in from Sacramento, maybe they stay up here, you know, come up here for a show and shine on Thursday to cruise, then Saturday take their car out so they can talk to each other. And believe it or not, there's no vendor there that sells parts, you know, because you would think this, what a great place to find parts.
Right.
You know. Yeah,
I must have saw a black market sale going on when I was parked over at Turtle Bay.
Well, that could be, you know.
They were pulling parts out of the trunk. Selling.
The trunk opens up.
You happen to bring this with me.
I won't tell you when I sold an Uzi in Key West what happened. Legal? It was a legal weapon.
I'm not sure what that is.
I'll tell you.
I know what a koozie is.
An Uzi. It's a firearm.
I know. I was just teasing, but I know what a koozie is.
That's
Follow
something
me.
You put around your drink
Yeah,
cup.
I know what a koozie is.
Okay. Well, but what I'm getting at is again, it's something that's part of our fabric.
Absolutely. It's a cool event.
And when we come back from our break, we're going to talk about the rodeo, which is another part of the ambiance and the fabric of our community, and how you all have started last year. And we're coming back this year. And then, of course, about the big Stillwater powwow that's coming up, and plus the other things you guys got going. So this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. This has been there since 1960. Maybe not in that exact spot, but it was founded in 1960. It's been there, though, since, gosh, it's got to be 40 years there in Cypress Square. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. I've never had a bad haircut there. It's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. Don't go in there expecting to get a blow dry, because it ain't going to happen.
A blowout?
A blowout? Okay. Or is it a blowout or
stop
a blow
right
dry?
There.
Okay. or anything else like that.
Okay.
Okay. I make appointments at 530-244-9478. So I set it up on my schedule, or you can just drop by and get a great haircut. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back. Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Reading on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 8:33 in the morning, the 29th of April. It's going to be a beautiful day today. Looks like the rest of the week's going to be real nice. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Veteran-owned business, family-owned business out of Anderson. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay, we're here with the Reading Rancheria and the CEO, Tracy Edwards, and Maria Orozco, and Miranda Edwards' favorite.
Yeah,
I've always
Carl
screwed up.
Good.
Three people here. I've always screwed up two names. You know, it's a Monday. I wasn't here Thursday and Friday. You know, I have to be retrained every time I come in here. So, anyway, and we've been talking about the environmental impact statement that all the 30 days is up today for anybody making comments. And then somewhere in the future.
Yep.
But now everything is done. Now they're looking for a record of decision.
Yes.
To come out and a report on record of decision.
A record of decision that the land is going into trust.
Okay.
Is the technical part of it.
When that happens, then
The land is eligible for gaming.
Right. Now, we talked about the amount of jobs to build it, but the ongoing jobs that you look at
right
there.
Oh, yeah. We're looking probably, I'm going to say conservatively, 500 to 700 new permanent jobs.
Over and above what you have right now, which is?
About 380-ish. We bounce between 350 and 400 people that work. That's just the casino.
Okay.
Just the casino.
And so you're talking about over 1,000 people that you all are going to be employing.
Permanent jobs. Yep.
Healthcare.
Well, that's a whole other set of jobs.
No, I mean, but they get it.
Oh,
I mean, they get it all.
Oh, yeah, they're eligible for our healthcare, on our benefits. Yep.
All your benefits.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, I know. That's a completely different
whole different
organization.
Hour.
Yeah, I got to get him in here.
Yeah.
It's been a while, so he can catch us up on
Fantastic.
Everything.
Fantastic.
Okay, then so last year you all
launched
part of the Reading Rodeo.
Yes, I'm going to let Miranda Edwards' favorite talk about that.
Carl and I love to talk about that.
Yes, we still talk about
we
it.
We do.
Two people sprinting in the back.
Yes.
But we fixed that problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's going to look like this year?
Yeah, so if you didn't get a chance to go last year, you should definitely come this year. It's a pretty awesome collaboration between Reading Rancheria and the Rodeo, Native American Heritage tonight. So what we did was at our introduction, we have Dove Judy singing America the Beautiful in her native language, which is
stunning.
It really is. You could just kind of feel the atmosphere change when she sings. She's an incredible singer. So we have that. We bring out the tribal flag. And then at some point when there's like a break in the rodeo festivities and events, we have our powwow dancers come out into the arena. Last year we had about 30 or so, and this year we have more. We have about 50 dancers. And they're all kinds of dancers. So if you don't know anything about powwow, there's different kinds of dances. There's men's groups, there's women's groups, and there are different types of dances. So you've got jingle, you've got fancy shawl, you've got grass dancers, and they all have very different techniques. So we'll have all of those types of dancers out dancing around in the circle in the arena. You get to see a little bit of everything, all ages. There's toddlers dancing, there's elders dancing, and everyone in between. So it's this really beautiful thing to watch. And so it's a demonstration of what it looks like when all of our dancers are out in the arena together, and they dance to powwow music, which I love. I love the drums and the beat of the songs and the singing. And it's a pretty good demonstration and sneak peek of what our powwow looks like, and we're glad we get to do it with you guys. So.
Well, you know, the thing that Linda, because Linda and I were the ones to, I say organize,
mm-hmm.
and get them, you know, there. Well,
yeah.
Everybody comes in their regular clothing,
mm-hmm.
you know, everyday clothing, and everybody's having a great time. And then when they put on the regalia, boom, it changes.
Right yes.
then. And when we, I mean, there's like 30 last year. Everybody lined up where they were supposed to be. They knew where it was, went mm-hmm. out, and they hit it. So mm-hmm. it was the easiest thing to have to do.
Well, mm-hmm. I was telling Tracy, or sharing with Tracy at the break, that, you know, what it is to respect the space and to go back into letting people know as they were changing 15 minutes, 10 minutes, that kind of thing. It's because it is
televised.
It is televised. Everything. Here's one of your, one of your guys. So we have to be on time. So anyway, everybody was very respectful of that. But I was sharing with the gals here that it was chilling last year, and I got chills. It was very emotional. Hearing the movement of the costumes, like you were talking about the shells,
regalia,
and the jingles.
Is the word to use.
Regalia.
Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. thank you. And so, Tracy, were you announcing last year each team mm-hmm. what the dance was?
Right.
So is that going to happen this year?
Yeah, we'll definitely have, it'll be myself or Jack, and we sort of, you know, give some context to the dancers coming out and talk about a little
the
bit of what
of
Miranda
dances.
Was talking
yeah.
about. Yeah,
okay.
So that people, when they're seeing it, they understand what they're seeing.
Okay. So the regalia, too, is very intentional. So Linda talked about the sounds and the noises. So the jingle dress, those are one of the more, I think, recognizable ones if you see a powwow. And the intention is to jingle and make as much noise as you can, so when those dancers are competing, it's all about the noise that your regalia makes, and so that's a special part of it too.
And back in the day, you were trying to attract your mate, so
okay.
you wanted to be
fancy and grab attention.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of like guys driving 69 Camaros.
Yeah. That's great.
Or 72 Novas. Yeah.
See, we can learn so much. You know,
yeah.
you go to the rodeo and we love, you know, it's a special night. It's Native American night. And
it's on Wednesday.
It's on Wednesday, and it's bulls and
barrels.
Bulls and barrels.
That
so.
They have a couple extra sections.
Opening
there.
Night.
Now, then that kind of leads into the powwow.
Mm-hmm.
In September.
Yeah, October.
October. Okay.
October 4th through the 6th, I believe, yes.
Down at the rodeo grounds.
At the rodeo grounds. So, yeah, like I said before, it's a great sneak peek of what you kind of can expect at the powwow in October. There's dancing at certain times, and everyone competes for a prize. Those dancers compete. But we have vendors that are selling beautiful Native American wear, jewelry, all kinds of things in addition to the dancing. So it's fun to just walk around. I spend way too much money every year at powwow because there's some really cool stuff.
I would heartily recommend that you be there for when they do the grand
entry, yeah.
And that happened several times during the powwow. But if you need to see that, because everybody comes in and mm-hmm. the drums are beating, the chanting is going on, and the different groups come in.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, senior women, I mean, and there's all the different types. And the way it is there at the rodeo grounds, you can sit there and sit up above and watch everything.
It is. That's why we love this venue so much, because of the grandstands. You get awesome view, and you can see pretty much everything from a great view up top.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's coming.
I tell you, the spotlight dance from up there was absolutely gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
absolutely
right?
Absolutely gorgeous. Yes.
And you were making signs like, the food,
oh,
the food at the at the powwow. Yes, the line for me to get to the Indian fry bread with all the stuff on it.
I saw someone recently who had a shirt that says, "I'm only coming if there's fry bread." That's how good the fry bread is.
It is, and then the line was so long, and I sat there and I stood there, and it was. I mean, it wasn't like it wasn't moving, but it was moving slowly. So,
and the event is free. I think
that's, yeah.
You know, years ago, I think there was
was an admission at the gate. And then as we moved along and went through, we decided that we didn't want to put any obstacles. We want everybody to be able to come. So bring your family, walk in. It's free. I mean, it's an amazing show, and it's literally free. So
I think part of the reason why we do this with the rodeo too is so that we can invite people. We want them to be welcome. We want them to come and learn more about our culture. You know, Linda was just saying, when everyone changes into their regalia, the atmosphere changes. So dancing for a lot of dancers is a very serious or spiritual thing. And so I think it's really awesome that they want to share that with everyone and bring that to the rodeo grounds. And then you can come to Powwow and see them dancing in Powwow. So it's really cool to be able to share that with the community and invite anyone and everyone who wants to come.
Well, the last year on opening night when we had this first time experience with the dancing and dove singing was, I think there, when you hear a hush come over a rodeo crowd, doesn't happen, but the hush came over the crowd. And then when the dancers dance, I don't think people were really aware. So I just want to share with our listeners, you're in for a big treat for Wednesday night. I think there's some ticket. We're selling out. So for the Wednesday night, opening night is the 15th, right?
Mm-hmm.
15th, opening night. And, you know, if you're thinking it's hot, I don't know, whatever, that's the night you should make it out, that Wednesday night. You're going to get cross-culture of wonderful eye-opening experiences.
Yeah, I think our dancers really felt the support from the crowd too. Like you said, there was a hush, but then afterwards there was so much cheering and so much joy and support. It was awesome.
Plus, you do not want to miss the feeling of being in the stands and the only sound you'll hear is Dove's voice and maybe the flags whipping in the wind,
mm-hmm,
or birds off in the distance. But you're going to hear and experience something that is awe-inspiring. And you'll drop your jaw. That's all, mm-hmm, I can say.
Okay. Let's take a quick break here. Just some of the things that are happening that week. SL Cowboys have a golf tournament. It's probably sold out by now. Street Dance, May 10th, down at the Rodeo Grounds. Chili Cook-Off on the 10th. And the Quick Draw Contest on the 10th. And then the Reading Rodeo, we have our Steak, Feed, and Dance on the 11th. And the slack for the mutton busting, where we have like 150 kids come out and ride a sheep. And then we take the best of that whole group for the rodeo that week. Special Needs Kids Day is on May 13th, Monday. If you've never seen that, you should go to that. And you see kids that with special needs, some of them haven't talked for a year. They get on that horse and they're led around, and then it's getting them off the horse. It is just absolutely fabulous, because they don't want to get off the horse. They're very happy. Kitty Pet Parade, the bank holdup, of course. I was betrayed last year, and as we all know. And then the pancake breakfast, and, of course, the rodeo starting on the 15th, and the parade. So many things coming in the month of May right here in Reading and Shasta County. We'll be right back.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Experience for the first time Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26th, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we are here with Redding Rancheria and the CEO of Redding Rancheria, Tracy Edwards, Maria Roscoe, longtime friend, both of them longtime friends, and Miranda Edwards' favorite, who is... been a short-time friend because I've only met her, what, 3 years ago?
Short-time friends are still good-time friends.
They're still good-time friends. That's right. So, okay. Now, this is totally off the subject, but I'm glad you brought it up.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Yeah, it's been on my mind. So, for all you 49er fans out there, I wanted to give a shout-out to a local, I was going to say kid, but I guess he's not a kid anymore. Jarrett Kingston, who graduated from Anderson High School, was drafted to the 49ers this weekend. He was on Saturday in the sixth round. He's an offensive lineman. My husband has coached him since sixth grade, and we followed him and went to some of his USC games last year, and everybody was on pins and needles, and he got the call on Saturday, and so he was drafted to the 49ers. So we'll be going to the 49er games next year.
Well, let me tell you, I was down in the 49ers for years, but Brock Purdy, Christian McCaffrey, what's his name?
Miranda went to school with Christian McCaffrey.
I did go to school with him, yeah.
What was he like? He seems like, I mean, he's the best running back in the NFL. I mean,
I didn't know him really well, but he was quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand that. And when you look at them in the backfield, Purdy and McCaffrey, it looks like 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
Yet, obviously.
Hey,
not.
We've been very fortunate. We've just been given some tickets to give away, and Christina's standing by to play a snip from one of Jamie O'Neill's hits. She is going to be along with Ty Herndon July 20th at Wind River. We're so appreciative that Maria has brought these in for us today. So let's hear a little bit of that snip. It. All right. So if that's the chorus, so I'm sure you can sing along with that song. It was a hit. She's had other things as well as Somebody's Hero. There is no Arizona. You've got to know that song. Anyway, so two tickets here. Give us a call with the generosity of the folks at Wind River for July 20th at 7:30 for Jamie O'Neill and Ty Herndon. We're going to take your call here at 530-605-4567. What a fun show, and we love the acts that you guys get there, that you bring in. Fantastic. Waiting for a call on that. Some last thoughts that we have for today's show.
Oh, no, I'm so excited we came in. It's been busy. It's been busy in the community. The tribe has been busy. We celebrated Earth Day last month. Like you said, April's gone. So first week of May is always our anniversary week. So we're all up early every day going to greeters. We're up late going to a celebration party. So it's anniversary week for us. So we're all excited about that. 31 years that Wind River Casino has been down on the Rancheria. I remember going away to college and coming home, and my mom's like, "We built a casino." And I'm like, "What?" And so we drove down the road, and 31 years ago we built Wind River Casino and have been going strong ever since.
And growing.
Yes.
I actually was not born when the casino was built. And I do a lot of history for the tribe and work on, you know, finding old photos. And I found photos of when the casino first opened. And it looks so different now with all the expansions and everything that's changed. So it's cool to see that evolution, and then makes us excited for, you know, the future of the casino and what's to come. So.
And if you come into town, you know, it's a very nice place to stay. You have a pool and a jacuzzi and stay and play, and come see a concert. I'm surprised. All right, you guys.
And get a massage.
Jamie O'Neill with Ty Herndon, you country fans. She is an Australian country music singer and songwriter. So she's got, if you go online, you can see she's got several albums out. And, yeah, that's going to be fun. And you're always good seats. Can't get a bad seat in your theater there.
Okay, we've got about 4 minutes left. We've kind of caught up on a lot of things. What are we looking at besides, of course, the big decision coming down? Other things that are coming on at Redding Rancheria?
We are well in the process of building our health village. We are hoping to break ground, I think, by the end of this year. So we're past the pretty picture phase on that. We have design documents. I've learned a lot about construction. So we are getting ready to break ground on our health village that will be built across the creek at, if you've been to the casino and you look out the back door, the creek there across the way, that's where we'll be building our health village. Massive project, costs a lot of money. Don't ask me square footage, but there'll be two pieces of it, preventative care and your basic, you know, where you come in and get an appointment and see the doctor. So we're excited about that, and that'll be our next big project.
Well, you know, and there, I mean, it's like a holistic type of health village.
Yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
Everything there, of course, you want people to have the right diet. And the exercise.
There'll be gardens and walking trails.
Yeah, and all that. And then, but also, you know, because if we can prevent it, or at least extend it out.
Absolutely.
The better it is.
Yeah. Our wellness program, that's very important to us, exactly what you just said. I mean, you know, if we can push out and try to stay fit as long as we can, it's best for everybody. So that's kind of where our mind is when we're building this building and do all the things that we do.
And the fresh vegetables out of the garden and all this is the thing that, you know, we're remiss on this, is going there and getting the fresh stuff and taking the time to cook it. So,
well, you know, there's always room to grow.
There's always room to grow.
We talk about it. We'll come back to that. But
I do want to say that the dog is now wrapped around
We have a studio dog. We said that we were going to make him a studio dog. So
well,
there he is.
It took him all of one show to become
yeah.
a studio dog.
Beautiful, calm
yeah.
puppy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, well, right.
We appreciate you so much. You're partnering with so many organizations in Reading and this in the when you
Shasta
do
County
the Reading Rancheria
County.
Community Fund, what you guys give back to the community, they're staggering dollars that go into playgrounds and uniforms and things that people aren't even aware of. And so we just, our hearts, our gratitude to all of the hard work that you guys do in your generous movement.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay. Well, we've learned a lot today. Maria, final thoughts here?
I love the Reading Rancheria. I've been there 30 years. So
stop
this
it.
Year is 30. So celebrating 31, me celebrating 30.
I just feel like you were talking 25 not too long ago.
It is 25. I feel it. You know,
yeah,
25 years old.
It's just amazing. And this is what I think speaks volumes about people that have stayed within mm-hmm. 4 years, you know, and watched it grow. It's a family. And we talked about your fitness, your fit. And Miranda, congratulations. You won like the, what was it called? The Win Fit Challenge.
Yeah. We have so many fun challenges and perks, wellness centered for our employees. So one of them is this running / exercise competition. I got third place. So I was very proud of that. And, you have to do burpees, which I don't do. This was also last Friday and I did squats and my thighs are still sore.
Oh.
So it's a fun, competitive way to encourage our employees to get out and exercise and compete with each other. So it's a fun one.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
And we're going to try another attempt at those tickets. I think that maybe people were driving and didn't quite understand Jamie O'Neill and what a big star she is.
Tomorrow, Haven Humane and the Veterans Disability Center are going to join us. So, everybody, have a great day, and God bless America.
Gonna stand with brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.